All right, rockers and metalheads, this is DJ Rem. Quoth the Raven, I have Simon from the band Based on the line. How you doing tonight, brother?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Things are pretty good over here in Michigan in the U.S. It's I think it's about 70 degrees Fahrenheit outside, so can't complain.
Sure don't know what that means, but I do Celsius, but I guess it's kind of cool.
So it's warm. It's warmer than it's been, that's for sure.
Awesome, man. It's better than here.
So you're over in Denmark, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, very cool. So I guess let's start, if you could tell me, you know, let's introduce yourself and your spot in the band, and then also the members of the band that are not with us today.
Yeah, because I'm the only man that's like on the air. I'm Simon. I am I'm the vocalist of the Danish death metal band Based. We have two guitarists, Sven and Lasse, and then we also have Matthias, also known as Modi, who's the bass player, and we also have a drummer called Sebastian.
Okay, very cool. Thank you. So, what is going on with the band right now? What are you guys up to?
Right now, we are kind of like going through a lot. We just put out an album in start March. That's like tomorrow. It's 1 month ago that we released our third album at this time, Necrosapiens. And we've experienced a lot of like positive vibes and things around the album release right now. There's a lot of international interest. We've reached a lot of charts in Germany at the moment, and a lot of interest in both in the U.S. but also in Canada as well. And so we're kind of really excited, and it's a bit of a bummer that we can't go out and play the songs from the album.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, but it ignites a certain optimism, and we're looking forward to getting. It seems like there's light at the end of the tunnel, sort of in these times. I don't know about you, but things are brightening up here in Denmark. Things are reopening, but there are places around elsewhere where like a third wave is going on. But we are looking forward to going out and playing the songs after that. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, very good, very good. Yeah, it's starting to open up over here too. We're kind of in the middle of a fourth wave, but here in America, we don't care. We're just opening up and doing our thing, apparently. So
yeah, apparently.
But yeah, cool. So yeah, so I have to tell you. So I got the album from Claire Reynolds, and well, she sent out the promo, and I was like, "Holy shit, these guys are badass!" So I like instantly responded back, and I was like, "Hey, can we set up an interview?" And so obviously, you know, now we're talking. So I appreciate that, and also appreciate you guys' flexibility. I know we had already had a scheduled date, and then I had some conflicts come up with the family. So I appreciate your flexibility around that.
That's cool. You know, I'm also in a bit of a, like, I'm in holiday mood. So everything is just so-and-so and no schedules, you know.
Right.
So cool.
Yeah.
You know, we made it happen, you know.
Yep, absolutely. So how long has the band been around? How long have you guys been together?
We're quite young bunch. We started in 2015 in October, to be exact, and has just started since that. And everybody has gone incredibly fast. We started with releasing like a demo back in 2015. We just wanted to make music and for people to hear. And we just started playing. After that, we recorded an EP, which took us a long way. And after that, we made like three albums. The first album got assigned for the Century Media, and
very cool.
Yeah, the rest is history, man.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. So yeah. I have to tell you, I'm on your website right now, and I'm looking at the album cover for the new album, Necro Sapiens, yeah. And the artwork on that is fantastic. Who did the artwork for you guys?
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. That's an interesting story, because we actually had, we're gladly working with the, like, local artists and people. That's kind of like our thing, doing that. And we actually made some other like artwork for the album, but that didn't go quite through. And then eventually our like record label Century Media set us up with an artist called Mitchell Nolte from Melbourne, Australia. And he's done a couple of interesting things. He's done some things for Aborted, and he has done stuff for a Swedish band, a very, very cool band called Vampire, who released an album last year called Rex. He sent us a schedule for some stuff, and then we sent it back like a text bit for the ideas of the album, the whole... how do you call it? We sent him the ideas for the album.
Oh, like the concept?
Yeah, the concept and stuff like that. Send it to him, and through that we began like an artistic talk about like how this should be, and you know, it's this like sci-fi dystopic.
Yeah.
Concepts album around it, and after some like after a month or so, it went out with this product that he made that it is today, and that's kind of cool. And we are very satisfied with his work through that progress.
Yeah, it's really cool. And there's so much going on. Every time I look at it, I see something new that I didn't see the last time I looked. It's so cool.
Yeah, there are some references as well. I believe the necklace, the eye necklace that the Tsar is wearing,
yeah,
as called, is a reference to an Entombed album called To Shoot Straight and Speak the Truth, I believe. Lots of different references, and as well as depicting like the interesting messages that is going through the concept album and what's it about, of course. And so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely. So I was also looking at the store, because I'm gonna buy the album, and I'm gonna buy it on vinyl, because that's how I pretty much buy all my music now. And
awesome, man. Thank you.
Do you guys have distribution in the US? I mean, if I order directly through the website, will it get to me, or do I need to go through somewhere else?
It will probably be a bit I don't know if it would take time. We're shipping worldwide.
Okay, very cool. Very cool.
So we don't have like a US, but that might be.
Well, I'm okay if I have to wait a little while. I understand that, so that's not no big deal.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
But you can definitely order through our store page.
Okay.
So we're shipping.
Awesome. Okay. While we're talking about that, shameless plug time. Where's the best place for people to go to find out more about the band? What social networking? What websites do you guys use?
We're doing all types of social network. Most of all, of course, Facebook and Instagram. I believe we also have like a Twitter, but I don't think that's been updated for some time.
Right on.
We actually also have a Bandcamp. But we got YouTube, we're on Spotify most, most streaming platforms we're doing. We also have our own website, which is kind of up to date. If you look at the store, it's kind of like been upstocked for the latest. So, but I think we'll be closing down to restock the whole thing for some time. So you got to be quick to get the last bundles.
Okay, got to be quick. Got it. Order today. Yeah. That's what you're telling me. Yeah. Understood.
If you want to wait, you know, it will take maybe a week to restock or so.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Actually, I sent the link to the site to one of my other fellow metalhead buddies, and he responded. He's like, man, their site's really cool. So props to your web designer, too.
Yeah, thank you. He's a French guy. He's also doing stuff for Gojira as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. He's a very, very nice guy. He's got some interesting takes on the thing. To also to be honest, we're kind of like also bringing that game with the social network, because you know that's how you get it out to the people, you know.
Right. So, exactly.
We got a grand game going on, you know. So
nice.
It's kind of
yeah. So are you guys able to get together and practice as a band right now, or is the lockdown preventing you from doing that?
Throughout the lockdown, we've always had our own rehearsal space, so we've been able to rehearse with each other all the time through this through the whole pandemic. A lot of other bands and acts haven't got the same privileges because it's they have been sharing with other bands and stuff like that. But we have our own, like, isolated rehearsal space.
Very awesome.
So
that's got to help you keep. That's got to help keep you from going stir crazy, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. We had something to do as well.
Yeah,
I think things would have been much worse if we couldn't rehearse and stuff like that. And I think it would be a problem if we couldn't, because and we wouldn't have been able to write an album at that time if we weren't able to go into our rehearsal space. So we feel lucky, definitely.
Yeah, very good. So with this new album, Necrosapiens, kind of how'd the writing process work for you guys? I mean, is there one person that does most of the writing? Do you guys collaborate as a band? How's that work for you guys?
We see ourselves as an entity or a unity, if you will. We all work in this. Of course, it always works kind of the ways. Mostly the two guitarists are working from home and coming with up with some riff ideas. And then we're kind of jamming out a couple of things in the rehearsal space. And we're also good at like giving good ideas and sitting down and communicating new ideas. And when we made this album, we actually had a plain idea how we had a concept from the start that we wanted to work out from. And that creates kind of like a great working frame for all of us to work within, you know, both lyrically but also musically. And it's also a way of being a unique way of being able to work the music together with the lyrics as well, because then the two things start talking to each other and talking with each other and communicating, and that's an interesting way of working. We've been quite active the last couple of years, and that's because we've been working this way, and all sorts of interesting things are coming up through that. Sven, the guitarist, the one guitarist, is quite a working kind of guy. He made up the whole story line and like had this book he filled out with lyrical ideas and drawings and ideas about how this yeah, this was going to be about. So, and after that, it's kind of like it's you're going on, you know. And we already started when we were recording the second album, Venom. Then there was all already sparkling ideas about like what should the next thing be. We're quite creative force machine, and we like being the creative, working force. And we don't see that why we had to like lay down the guns and stop working. You know, when the creative energy is there, then we just work, man.
Right? Yeah, got to tap into it when it's working, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
And it's funny.
Yeah, cool. So with this album, the new album that's out, what studio did you guys use to record?
We used a quite traditional old big studio that is more down south. It's called Lundgaard Studio. There's been a lot of like Danish kind of pop and rock, and also like kind of schlager artists that has recorded down there, and it's a big place, you know, an old, you know, a studio like the old times, like at a great position in the country, like on the countryside, and this, yeah, big country place, you know, there's not pretty much nothing out there. So it got us able to go into this process a lot. We've rehearsed a lot up till we went into the studio to get everything set. So everything was ready, and we felt kind of satisfied with what we got into the studio with. And it there's a lot of space. It's a great studio. We have all the equipment that we needed and all the space that we needed, so we could actually go in and record the whole thing live. So it's us playing together that you can hear. And we missed that way of doing it. Everything was very fragmented on the other albums, you know, going into the studio and then we're doing drums and like going out listening to drums, but and so on. So it was kind of like a layered.
Gotcha.
That's a cool thing to do, but you don't get satisfied in the same way as going into the studio as a whole band playing the whole stuff live. You know, it's another energy.
Right.
The sound gets more, and the dynamics get more like organic, and things come up spontaneous that things wouldn't do if you're like doing it fragmented. And it also felt comfortable for us to go into the studio and doing the thing live, because then you go in, you record it as you were in the rehearsal space, and then you go out, you know, click open a beer, and then you listen to the whole product.
Nice. Yep.
And then you see the fine things, you know, and can say, okay, maybe we should do another thing like that. And, you know, you get the whole picture of it instead of the fragmented things. And it also made it more funny to go in and do it. It's always funny to play together. And we've always had a wish to take the live energy and translate it into an album instead of like doing it more static. I'm not saying that the other albums were the wrong way of doing it or aren't good or anything. We are very satisfied with the other albums, but we are very confident about the new album, and we like the way that we recorded it. We felt much more confident, I guess so, yeah, doing this. And it also kind of feels more mature doing it that way. So it's, yeah. So I definitely think that we'll do that again when we'll do another album. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. And then did they do the mastering as well there for you?
We have our own producer with us. He didn't do the mastering, but he has a guy in, I believe he's from Oregon.
Oh, okay.
A guy called Brad Boatwright. He's from Portland. He does a lot of, I've heard his name before, and a lot of like Danish producers use this guy. I don't know if it's Brad Boatwright or if it's the Swedish guy, but they don't do the mastering there. We send it to another guy. It's good to have fresh ears.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm always curious when I talk to band members, you know, what kind of influences they've had. So for you, what kind of influences did you have growing up? And it's kind of a two-part question. Did you have anyone in your family that was musically inclined that kind of got you into music? And then what kind of led you down the path to get into the metal scene?
I don't know. I don't have a slight, like, musically family, but I've always had it in me. But I remember my dad had a lot of influence, and my mom so on as well. He was playing a lot of vinyls for me, like Queen and Electric Light Orchestra and a lot of things. But I think he didn't have any like heavy metal influence on me. That was not their kind of music, but definitely a lot of rock music. British, I guess so. But like in my young years, in my teenage years, I started listening a lot to different kinds of bands, and I got my eyes up for Metallica, and I was growing up in the new metal era, I guess so. So that was a lot of like influential stuff from that time, Deftones and Limp Bizkit, the Korn, all that corny stuff.
Right, but on.
After that, there was like, I was also much more drawn into the more classic rock, heavy rock bands such as AC/DC, you know, thrash metal, more mainstream bands as Metallica as well, Iron Maiden and so on. And I started, you know, medias or social medias wasn't that popular at that time. So the way you found music, I was finding my music through like a Windows media player who had this guide and did a lot of like, you know, band pages. So I was searching like Metallica or Deftones or whatever, and there was like this part that did associates, and I found a lot of like interesting bands through that. I remember finding Deicide, Obituary, Morbid Angel, a lot of like American death metal stuff, and also like more of the like Swedish bands and so on. And you know, I always see it as a stairway. You go up, you want to experience more, and more doors open, and you like go up more stairs. Maybe you listen to this, maybe you start listening to metalcore, and then you find out, okay, this also, this melodic death metal things from Sweden, oh, you start listening to In Flames or Soilwork, At the Gates, and then you find out, oh, there's also this Stockholm bands, Entombed and Dismember and stuff like that, and the American death metal scene, and then you get exposed for all kinds of like genres.
Right.
And that's also thing is like an interesting thing. So I've been through a lot of genres and knows a lot of music, you know, through it all. But it was when I started playing with bass that like the real interest in death metal also came as well, and exposure for a lot of bands.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. One band leads to 100 others. It's very cool.
Exactly.
It's the beauty of metal, the beauty of the scene. Yeah. Everybody you talk to, that's why I love interviewing bands and talking to musicians, because every time I talk to a band, I find out about a new band that I've never even heard of before, and next thing I know, I'm listening to them too. So cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of like interesting bands as well, and you know, just listening to a lot of different kind of music is also like you should just broaden your whole horizon of music. You know,
absolutely.
And that's the beauty of it, because you know, it's kind of an illusion that that this genre picture that this like genre illusion is kind of brought down on everything, because the music is just music, and
right?
It's fantastic to just see, you know.
Yeah, if you hear a band you like and it sounds good, that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. If it sounds good to you, then it's good.
Yeah, man. That's right on the spot, man.
So what are, if I was to look at your playlist for what you've been listening to lately, what are a couple of the top bands you've been listening to a lot?
I'm listening a lot to a crossover band right at the moment called Enforced.
Oh yeah.
Really, really fucking cool.
They are. I just got their album on vinyl.
Exactly. Killdread, I believe. It's a massive record. Right now I'm also listening a lot to I don't remember where they're from in the States, but they also from the States, Sangui Sugabok. Also Label Mates from the States that just released an album as well. Fucking killer sound, and also kind of revolutionary and kind of interesting in the sound of that way of making death metal sound wise. They definitely got an interesting thing going on. Right now I also got like a thing for Bowie, David Bowie.
He's nice. He
has such a great, like, a massive influence just on music, but also on arts as well.
Yep.
And I'm listening a lot to the Berlin tracks as well. The Berlin trilogy. He made, like, he lived in Berlin for a couple of years and made three albums, which was kind of big inspiration and inspirational from that scene, from the German scene, from the kraut rock scene. So a lot of David Bowie.
Hey, that's awesome, because I've been, you know, when I'm not listening to metal, I've been listening to a lot of old school Depeche Mode. That's been kind of my go-to.
Yeah, that's also kind of cool. Haven't fallen for the Depeche Mode, but I definitely should check that thing out.
Yeah, but I get where you're coming from, though. Sometimes you just need, it's kind of what you said, expand your horizons and just listen to different stuff that maybe you've never listened to before.
And right now it's like the time to check out the new music, you know, and to completely go into nerd mode, because there's so much music out there and it's for free, you know, it's on all platforms and stuff like that. So it's a great possibility for you to get exposed for new music and to experience new music that you might have thought before that you would never see. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, the other thing that's been happening with me, because like I mentioned, I've been, you know, pretty much all the music I buy now, I buy in vinyl, because, you know, on Spotify and stuff, you can go listen to it anytime you want. But I like to buy something that's part of the band. So vinyl's been the thing. And what I found that I've been doing is, you know, I buy a band's album on vinyl and I listen to both sides from beginning to end. If I hop on Spotify, I might listen to a couple tracks, get distracted, go to a different band. I'm actually listening to the whole album now, which, and I'm like, why didn't I do this all the time.
Yeah, I also have that. Like, it sure provokes your way of listening to music when you get into platform streaming platforms. But I also have like a very kind of traditional, it's like conservative way of listening to the music. I'll always like have a library where I do albums as well, and I listen to the whole album throughout from start to end. That's where and I refuse to do anything else because that's my way of listening to music.
Yeah. Well, you have yourself well trained because it's not easy to do.
But you know, you can't just pop out of a vinyl.
Right.
When you're listening, it demands more.
It does.
And I also experienced that throughout listening through a platform. You can always zoom out. Just push stop if you're not listening. But I think doing vinyls is more demanding. And I still believe that that's a great way to listen to music, the demanding way, you know. But
I agree. I just recently got it's a Old Techniques turntable that was completely refurbished, and the sound that comes out of that turntable, it completely rivals. Yeah. Honestly, I think it's better than the digital.
Yeah. Absolutely. I can't wait. I've also invested a lot in vinyls right now. Kind of new thing to me, but I always wanted to do it. And I recently got the opportunity to get actually a vinyl player. I've always had a problem because what was the right what is a great vinyl player?
Right.
But I've got my fingers on one now, I think.
It's awesome.
It's a bit broken, but it'll get fixed up, and I'm ready to listen. I've bought a lot of vinyls, though I don't have a vinyl player. So,
well, let me tell you what. That's funny that you say that, because up until like a month ago, I didn't either. Yeah. I kept buying vinyl, but I didn't have anything to play it on. So I'm finally now where I can actually listen. So now I'm digging through my crates of all the records I've bought and listening to them now. So it's kind of fun.
You'll have a turntable now. That's important.
Yes, exactly. It's kind of important to listen to it. So,
yeah, it is.
So back to the band, when you guys were able to go out and do live shows, what are some kind of most memorable moments? And when I say that, I mean, did you have anything crazy happen on stage? Is there anything that kind of stands out for some shows you've done?
I would definitely say that the biggest show we've ever played is here in Denmark. We're quite a big thing here in Denmark, and has quite built up quite a hype here. We played a festival, Copenhagen, which is the biggest metal festival in Denmark, obviously, and a great, great platform for Danish bands also to get outside the Danish borders as well. We played in the second biggest stage in front of 18,000 fans.
That's so cool.
That was quite an overwhelming experience. I believe over 600 crowd surfs or something like that.
Nice.
That was a crazy and overwhelming experience I would say that is kind of like the milestone right now of the band. We played back in 2019. We also played it in 2017 on the more upcoming stage, but we had to prove, you know, our worth as a band at that concert. I think 18,000 people roaring and you know, fighting in the pits at the same time was quite sane. That was kind of like, we received a lot of like people who was like, this band ain't gonna make it, and they were kind of like, well, we were wrong. you made it.
Yeah, those haters, man. You know, there's always those haters out there that don't believe. I think when there's people that don't believe in you being vocal, I think you tend to, you know, you just try even harder. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You know, that puts, you always have haters, you know, and you can just ignore them, you know, and but also kind of like get into a position where you can work against them and, you know, get that, I'll show them.
Yeah, exactly. Use that energy.
That's also a great way to work it. And, you know, it always kind of, it can only like show how much you are able and willing to work with the art that you're doing. And when they actually turn around, you know, and at kind of like gives you the thumbs up, you know, that feels good, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You turned them around and they're saying like, well, I was wrong, you did it, you reached it, and respect that. That's cool.
Yeah, and that's cool when people will actually openly acknowledge that they were wrong, you know. That's pretty cool.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah,
when the haters start to acknowledge,
right? That's exactly. Love it. Okay, now it's time for the most important question of the interview. Hope you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Which one of you guys in the band spends the most time in front of a mirror before you go on stage?
I don't know. Probably me.
Well, you are the lead singer.
You know, I don't have anything to fix up, you know, get prepared for. I only have myself and my looks. I don't know, man. We're a team, you know. We always look each other in the eye.
Absolutely. And,
we always see each other in the mirror. We work together as a team, and we couldn't do this like by ourselves. We only do this together. I don't think anybody spends too much time looking at themselves in the mirror. I think
that's everybody good. Looks at the
and you know, get prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, is there anything else about the band? Anything coming up that we haven't talked about that you want to make sure that you tell the listeners?
I believe that we were together with Aborted, the last band that toured and played with Entombed AD. You know, the band of late singer and vocalist from Entombed, LG Petrov. I believe we were the last band to tour with Entombed AD. And that was kind of interesting to do that, and we really miss this guy, and you know, that has been, you know, we don't see ourselves as you know, moaning types, you know, but that was a moment of moaning when we got the news that Lars Göran Petrov of Entombed and Entombed AD and Firestone died. Because we actually got to know the guy.
And, right, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's always horrible when these guys, because it's always too early, you know?
It's
always way too soon.
Early. That was too early, man. And because of a fucking shitty disease, that's, yeah, it feels kind of unfair, to be honest.
Yep, absolutely.
That's weird. And so I want to moan the loss of LG Petrov as well. Yeah, but you know, as he said himself, I didn't die. It didn't die, and it will always be there. The music will always. He will always live through the music. I know it's typical to say or something.
Yeah, but but not really. I mean, I get what you're saying. He's immortal now because of the music. Everyone, you know, people will always know who he is. People will always be able to listen to him. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Okay, one last let's do another shameless plug. Where can people go to find out about the band, social networking? Where's the best places for them to listen to the music and buy it?
I would definitely say our website, basedbands.com. Go to the store and pick whatever you want to, man, and support the band, you know. Yep. That's the best way of doing it and experiencing the music. That's do a platform. We are on YouTube as well. Facebook, always live there. Instagram, when you want to be smart or anything like that, you know. Wherever you you can type in our name, you know, we will be there.
Yeah, absolutely. And there will be, if you're out there listening right now, if you look in the notes of the podcast, there are links to the Facebook, the website, awesome. Links to everything. Awesome. So it'll be easy pickings for the listeners to get to everything. So yeah. I just want to thank you for taking time, you know, on Easter Sunday to talk to me. I appreciate it. And,
didn't have anything else to do.
Well, I wish you guys best of luck. I will continue to play your music on my radio show. Like I said, I'm gonna order the album on vinyl so I can listen to it here in my office/studio. And yeah, just please tell the entire band I said hello, and we'll keep following and take care, man.
If you like spirits, we also have our own signified rum.
Yeah, I saw that. I wonder if it'll ship to the U.S. I was curious about that.
They do. Okay. If you order through our website, we'll do that.
Okay, so no I need to buy the album on vinyl, and I need to buy the rum. Got it. Sold.
Absolutely.
You're a good salesman. You're sold.
Awesome.
All right. Well, have a great day. Take care. And yeah.
You too, man.
Yep. Stay safe out there.
Especially being with you. Yeah. You too.
All right. Have a good one.
Yeah.
Yep. Bye.